The soon-to-be-dedicated Trump Library is nearing completion in a decommissioned underground parking complex in downtown Scottsboro, Arizona. Once a subterranean multi-level car station for upscale shopping, before burst pipes in the upper areas turned the lower levels into virtual cesspools. Drained and rehabbed in gold tile over concrete, the Trump Library boasts more than adequate parking spaces for the throngs expected to attend the grand opening this summer. Despite the fact that the notoriously unread and possibly illiterate president left few, if any, written documents, the library will have a plethora of computer stations with a compendium of presidential tweets in easy access. Of even greater interest to future historians and the general public, video downloads will replay most of the rally speeches Mr. Trump made between his many golf outings on Jumbotron screens at the end of each parking level, so the visitors can enjoy even in their vehicles without necessitating entry to the computer stations on level 7. While other presidents' libraries house letters, memos, emails, and various other written documents, the Trump Library will have few, if any, of those, since the president, on advice from counsel, rarely allowed possible evidentiary content to be kept, despite legal requirements to do so. According to Jonathan Trubsky, head librarian, this lack of documentation provides researchers with a much simplified and preferred avenue into the thinking and rationale of the Trump administration. Mr. Trump was a man of impulse and instinct, Trubsky wrote in an introductory press release for the grand opening. He had a photographic memory, apparently, and eschewed written materials. As he told the public many times, he had a very big brain. Ironically, that very big brain meant that his library be a very little library, something the staff appreciates greatly. The grand opening is scheduled for June 15th, 2021.